Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu's Book of Life, a new translation from the ancient Chinese, with notes and commentary by J.H. Huang, read by Joshua Chang. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a bibliography, comments on the translation, and more. This book is dedicated to my wife, Carolyn Phillips, for all her love and support. Tell me, my young friend, what in fact are we living for? A question posed to the author by Master Cheng Man Zhan, Spring 1975. Introduction. Understanding the Tao Te Ching. Its ideas are among the most fascinating in the history of thought. After every idea has had its day with us and we have fought for it not wisely or too well, we in our turn shall tire of the battle. Perhaps we shall burn every book but one behind us and find a summary of wisdom in the Tao Te Ching. Will Durant. The Tao Te Ching is one of the most significant and popular books in the history of human thought. Written by Lao Tzu, whose work is most commonly known in the West as the Tao Te Ching, this ancient classic is much like the earliest parts of the Bible in that it was handed down from the Axial Age, 500 to 300 BCE. Versions unearthed in the latter part of the last century prove that the Guodian version of the Tao Te Ching, usually referred to as the Guodian Chu, bamboo slips by Western scholars, was set down in written form at least 2,320 years ago. Its origins were likely much more ancient than that, though, and were probably contemporaneous with Plato's most well-known work, The Republic, which is believed to date from 375 or 380 BCE. Be that as it may, Lao Tzu's thought was indisputably Chinese in origin. At first glance, this book appears to be little more than a guide for a king or lords on how to both cultivate themselves and rule their lands. But the true depth and importance of these rhythmic, world-wise lines are in fact much greater, for the Tao Te Ching was meant to guide us toward living healthy, satisfying lives that are in complete harmony with the world. The renowned thinker Carl Jaspers, 1883 to 1969, once described the Tao Te Ching as one of the most irreplaceable works of philosophy. He added, "Its inner cohesion is so convincing that, despite possible interpolation and distortions, i.e., due to error-filled transcriptions and faulty translations, one cannot doubt that it was created by a thinker of the highest rank. The man, Lao Tzu, seems to stand before us and speak to us." As for the philosophy behind the Tao Te Ching, Jaspers remarked, "In Western terms, it deals with metaphysics, cosmogony, ethics, and politics." About the author. Jaspers was absolutely right. The person who bestowed upon us the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu, indeed held a very high rank. A few hundred years after Lao Tzu's lifetime, the Shiji, records of the grand historian, described how Lao Tzu was not only in charge of the Zhou court's book collections, but in his position,
sample complete. Ready to continue?